Throughout the Midwest, summer evenings are filled with the steady sound of crickets chirping. Using simple math, those chirps can be used as a tool to tell the temperature. WKAR's Taylor Halterman explains.
On a recent night, I headed to an East Lansing park to record the sounds of crickets. My goal was to conduct an experiment based on how many chirps I counted in a 14-second span. I counted 32 cricket chirps in that 14 seconds. Then, I turned to some old wisdom. The Old Farmer's Almanac is the oldest continuously running publication in the United States. Founded in 1792, it's filled with information including year-long weather forecasts, cooking and gardening tips, and folk wisdom. According to the almanac, counting the number of chirps produced in 14 seconds and adding 40 will produce an accurate estimate of the outdoor temperature in degrees Fahrenheit. Following this math, the estimated temperature the night I recorded the audio should be around 72 degrees Fahrenheit. The National Weather Service recorded it as 74 degrees. But how does this work? A version of this formula was originally published by scientist Amos Dolbear in his article The Cricket as a Thermometer. It has since been labeled Dolbear's Law. Dolbear's Law uses a more complicated formula by counting chirps for 1 minute, but the simplified version using only 14 seconds has become popular. Anthony Cognato is a professor of insect systematics and the director of the A.J. Cook Arthropod Research Collection at Michigan State University. Cognato says the chirp-to-temperature conversion works because crickets are exotherms, meaning their body temperature and activity are influenced by the temperature.
When it's cold, there's less energy, so they move slower. And when it warms up, they can move faster. So since crickets need to move their wings back and forth to make the sound, that will either slow up or speed up the rate of which they, twitch.
Cognato says the most common reason crickets make this sound is to call other members of the species closer. For those interested in converting chirps to a scale other than Fahrenheit, the National Weather Service has an online cricket chirp converter that will automatically use the number counted to produce an estimate in Fahrenheit, Celsius, Kelvin, or Rankine. For WKAR News, I'm Taylor Halterman.
Taylor's story is brought to you as part of a partnership between WKAR and Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism.